What allows certain athletes to make impossible shots with defenders hanging on them? Why do some business leaders thrive when everyone else crumbles under pressure? Tim Grover knows. As the legendary trainer behind Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Dwayne Wade, Grover has witnessed firsthand what it takes to be unstoppable. His raw, unfiltered look at excellence reveals the uncomfortable truth about what greatness demands. When a black Suburban pulled up to Grover's Chicago training facility at 10 p.m. during the NBA playoffs, an injured superstar secretly arrived seeking help beyond what his team could provide. Physically injured and mentally overwhelmed, he needed to hear two simple words that encapsulates Grover's philosophy: don't think. This moment captures the essence of being relentless, never stopping, always pushing beyond good enough. Forget being a closer who handles pressure and finishes strong. Aim higher. A cleaner is the ultimate competitor called when others can't handle the situation. Like custodians with keys to every door, they have unlimited access and know all secrets. They break rules when necessary and remain calm amid chaos. Cleaners see only situations to resolve, never problems. Their mantra, "I got this." Failure isn't an option. They always find a way to succeed. Self-made and never motivated by money, they're addicted to success, craving it with such intensity they'll reshape their entire life to achieve it. This mindset requires solitude. Cleaners possess a dark side and a zone others cannot enter. When Dwayne Wade called Grover during the 2012 NBA Finals about his damaged knee, he embodied this mentality. While most players would rely on teammates, Wade made every possible move to position himself for success. Before the championship-clinching game, Grover wrote him, "In order to have what you really want, you must first be who you really are." Mental dominance emerges when you push past others' breaking points. Train your mind first. Physical ability alone isn't enough. True greatness comes from immeasurable qualities: commitment, persistence, and heart. Grover's training philosophy stands on three non-negotiables: show up, work hard, and listen. No shortcuts exist. Your body is a business requiring constant maintenance. Cleaners tackle the hardest tasks first, proving no challenge is insurmountable. They don't necessarily love the work, but desire results so intensely that discomfort becomes irrelevant. Make training so demanding that everything else feels easy. There are no secrets, just honest work. Most people choose comfort over challenge, ensuring failure. Cleaners have no off switch. They constantly push boundaries, like Charles Barkley dunking 10 times on one foot while wearing an immobilizer on his injured leg. The zone is a state of deep focus, quiet, dark, and solitary, even in crowded arenas. It's not emotional chaos, but icy calm control, where you feel your heartbeat and block external noise. In this state, every movement has purpose. Thinking distracts. Emotions weaken and pull you from the zone. Only controlled anger can be channeled into energy when properly restrained. Michael Jordan exemplified this ability to block out everything, crowds, media, personal tragedy, maintaining perfect focus where nothing penetrated his concentration. His ability to shoot 50% with defenders hanging on him demonstrated this extraordinary mental discipline. We're all born relentless, then taught to relent. Babies naturally demand what they need without thinking. But as we grow, society domesticates these instincts. The key to unleashing your natural power? Stop thinking. Overthinking creates barriers between intentions and actions. Athletes often decline after working with too many experts. Each new voice adds layers of doubt until they lose their natural ability. True instinct manifests as automatic responses born from deep preparation. Michael Jordan regularly skipped pregame strategy sessions. He had so thoroughly internalized basketball's fundamentals that analysis would only interfere with his flow. Larry Bird demonstrated similar trust when he walked away before his winning three-point shot even reached the basket. When you're great, you trust your instincts. When you're truly unstoppable, your instincts trust you. This reciprocal relationship develops through countless practice hours. A cleaner operates through feeling rather than thinking, making gut decisions without hesitation, requiring not just belief despite external doubts, but full acceptance of who you are at your core. The dark side isn't evil. It's your raw, untamed instinct that refuses limitations. It's your fuel into the zone where you perform at extraordinary levels. Cleaners don't suppress this force. They harness and control it. Like a powerful river, it's destructive if unchecked, but immensely valuable when properly channeled. Michael Jordan's competitive streak, Steve Jobs' perfectionism, and Kobe's Mamba mentality all exemplified this controlled darkness. When unable to achieve satisfaction in your primary arena, you find other conquests to satisfy your hunger. This explains why many high achievers excel across multiple fields, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's transitions from bodybuilding to acting to politics. Cleaners own their mistakes immediately and completely. Saying, "I fucked up," instantly diffuses tension and eliminates argument. This direct acknowledgement stems from unshakable confidence in their ability to resolve any situation. Their ownership mentality extends beyond admitting errors to taking full responsibility for outcomes, freeing them from maintaining appearances or crafting excuses. They treat criticism as valuable feedback rather than personal attacks. Mistakes only become true failures when you deflect responsibility. When you point fingers, you surrender your power to influence the outcome. Cleaners maintain their authority by owning not just their direct mistakes, but anything affecting their mission, even circumstances beyond their control. A cleaner knows victory is fading the moment it arrives. While others celebrate, cleaners prepare for the next challenge, always seeing room for improvement. Michael Jordan would score 50 points and focus on the 3 missed shots rather than the 20 made. When you win, there's that brief, exhilarating "enough" moment, lasting mere seconds, immediately followed by a burning desire for more. Kobe didn't count his remaining years, but the rings he still needed to match Jordan's 6. Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots, yet still hungered for more, proving himself again with Tampa Bay. When you're never satisfied, life can be lonely at the top. You'll have material rewards and accolades, but might stand alone because you took the unpopular path to extremes others don't understand. Where others see good enough, you see the gap between achievement and ultimate potential. Even the most competitive people experience burnout, but a true cleaner feels more anxiety walking away than continuing. That's why athletes like Jordan, Favre, and Brady retire and return. They're still not satisfied. The void created by stepping away proves more uncomfortable than the grinding pressure of continuing. Every dream you imagine isn't mere fantasy, but your instinct telling you it can be real. The greatest battles are fought internally with your doubts, fears, and limitations. Be relentless in preparation, execution, reflection, and your pursuit of excellence. Done. Next. Always next.